Okay, so today we're going to start the sugya of shlakos, the bracha that we make on cooked vegetables. There is a debate in the Gemara as to whether or not you make a shahakal on cooked vegetables. And according to Tosfos, we paskin that you make shahakal on shum, on cooked garlic, even though cooked garlic is delicious. And Tosos explains that's because it's only very good because of the meat and the salt. But otherwise, if you just boiled plain garlic, I suppose, it would be pretty lousy. It's not very good. Again, we're in Lamed Chesamad Aleph. Welcome, Gabe. Ah, it's a long time since we've seen you. Even though we don't quite see you yet. So Tosos says that v'yesh lomer d'hainu b'shvil habasar v'amelech shevesoichan. So the reason why you make a shahakol is because the good taste is really because of the meat flavor and the salt that is in there. So there's really two ways I think you could explain this idea. One is because the basar is ikker. In other words, we look at this as meat flavored garlic, and what's the ikker? The ikker is the basar. So therefore, you make the bracha on basar. And the second explanation is no, that really the reason why we make a shakal is because cooking garlic is considered ishtani legriusam. After all, if you cooked garlic without meat, it would be terrible. And since the shevach isn't coming from the garlic, but rather it's because of something else, because of another factor, in this case, the meat. So therefore you make a shakal. Now, I would have assumed the second explanation is more mistaber. Why? Because you can't really say the meat's the ikker. After all, this is garlic. It's garlic that might taste a little bit like have a meat taste, but it fundamentally is garlic. So therefore, I would have assumed that the second pshat is the more mistaber pshat, that since the good taste comes because of the meat, so therefore, it's a shahakol. Now, the Tosfos HaRash, Luch Ora, has both of these options as well, but he seems to accept the other explanation. The reason why it's shahakol is because the basar is the ikker. How do you see that? So let's take a look at the Tosfos HaRash. If you're able to open it up, it'll be helpful. V'tumi v'karsi kriyotze bahen k'shem chayim bar kri adama mevushalim shahakol d'shtanul greyusa. So if you have garlic, then cooked is shahakol because it's ishtanul greyusa. V'afilu v'yesh mishochol sam yosem b'ratu mevushalim yosem y'chayim v'aladayt l'ochon al-charov v'afal pishan regilim l'ochlan mevushalim. We eat garlic that's cooked all the time. That's because the fat of the meat sweetens them. Okay. What about a nut that's sweetened in honey, like honey roasted peanuts? So Tosarash, also Tosa says that the bottom of our Tosa, Tosarash says, Ha'egos ikker. The egos is the ikker. Mavarchan bar creates, so you make a ha'etz. Let's say you cooked this egos, this nut, plain, without the honey. It's lousy. You should make a shakal. In other words, there's an opinion. Tosa Rush is about to reject it, but there's a Yesh Omrim. This Yesh Omrim says that, look, garlic and nuts are the same. Why? Because what did we say about garlic? Garlic, if it's cooked plain, is lousy. If it's cooked with meat, delicious. Nuts also. If nuts are cooked plain, then they are lousy. Cooked with honey, delicious. So just like when we say about garlic, it's a shahakal because of the meat, so too, the nuts should be shahakal. Even though But, oh, sorry, I skipped a line. Sorry. V'yesher, there's Tanura, v'ayroi l'varach alav shakol, nimtzim al yusad yidei bal yidei advash, v'advash ikr v'varach alav shakol, since the improved taste comes because of the honey, so it should be a shakol. So the Tosa Rosh says about this, v'lo mistaber, I don't think this makes sense, to mikol makom, ha'egos ikr, u'mivarach alav bori pri ha'eitz, the egos is the ikr. So this is not like the meat-flavored garlic, because here the eggos is the ikker. So what's the implication? The implication is that by the garlic, so the meat is the ikker. In other words, Tosa Rosh seems to have this very same chakira we had, right? Is the pshat that the garlic is shahako because the meat's ikker? In which case he says, so by the nut, it would be ha'etz, because the nut's the ikker. Or is the pshat that you make a shakal on the garlic because it's only machmas, the meat, that it's good, in which case, then on the nut, it should be a shahakal because it's only machmas, the honey, that it's good. Absent the honey, cooked nuts are terrible. And he says there's two opinions. There's the yesh omrim that follows, that says it's a shahakal on the honey roasted nut. But the Tosa Rosh himself says the correct answer is it's ha'etz. Now, so if so, going back to the Tosa Rosh, so what is the reason why you make a shahako on the meat-flavored garlic, on the garlic they cook with the meat? So he says, because the basar is the ikker. So the question is, why? Well, it's mechatesi that the basar is the ikker. Why is it that with the garlic and the meat, we say that the meat's ikker, but the honey roasted almond, we say the almond's ikker? Why should there be a difference? Now, maybe. Now, there's in both cases, they seem to have the same criteria. They're bad cooked, except with the other thing. So maybe the answer is mitzias. In other words, maybe the pshat is that garlic cooked with meat, so it tastes like meat. And honey roasted almonds taste like almonds. So in one case, we say the meat's ikker. In one case, we say the nut's ikker. Maybe. So let's ask a question then. So then let's say I cook potatoes with meat, right? We do this all the time. We cook chicken with meat. We cook potatoes with meat. And the chicken and the potatoes have a meat taste, right? You eat a potato and it's meat flavored. You taste the meat, just like the garlic. So would we say that the correct bracha on that potato is shahakol, just like we're saying for the garlic? So the answer is no. And the reason is because a potato is good even when cooked plain. That might taste nice with the meat gravy. But lemaisa, if you boil a potato, it's great. We eat boiled potatoes all the time. So then, of course, the potato is the ikker. It's only because if you cooked garlic straight, it would be lousy. So then we say, so the only reason it's good is machmas, the meat. So since it flavored like meat, then the meat's the ikker. And we say the meat's the ikker, and therefore we'd say a shakal. Now, let's put it a little differently. Typically, we look at the mamish, not the tam, right? So the potatoes that have a meat flavor in them, because you cook the potatoes together with the meat. So the ikker is the potatoes, the tam is the meat. So we don't say tam ki ikker and make a shahakol. No, we'd say the ikker is the ikker. The mamish is the ikker. The tam is supplemental. So therefore, the bracha would be adama. We saw before that some rishonim said that when it's flavored water, we actually say the ikker is the tam, like meish lakos. Why? Because there's no chashivas to water. So therefore we'll say, the tam is kaveh the bracha. But something like a potato that has chashivas, so we'll say that what's the ikker, the potato or the meat flavoring? Avada the potato. So therefore the bracha would still be hadam. Okay. So far again, we have a chakira about why we make a shahakol on the garlic with meat. And the Tosfos HaRosh told us that the reason is because the meat's the ikker, and therefore the ikker is koveh the bracha. Now, if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah over here, it sounds like, and this is Rabbeinu Yonah Bedas Rabbanei Tzarfas. In other words, he's explaining the Shita of Tosfos, as opposed to the Rif Shita. We'll get to the Shita of the Rif a little later. But Rabbeinu Yonah seems to take the other tzad in that chakira. What's the lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah? Kevan she'en hashevach ba'lohem elamach mastavar acher. The reason why you make the shahakal on the roasted garlic with meat is because the shevach is ba'mach mastavar acher. Right? In other words, what's making this good? It's not the garlic, because plain garlic cooked is terrible, but rather it's machmas, the meat. So this seems to be the other tzad in the chakira, the yesh omrim in the Tosfos Rosh, right? In other words, at any time the shevach is b'machmas davar acher, so then what's koveh the bracha? The davar acher. So great. So now we know who the yesh omrim is. Except the problem is that the Rabbeinu Yonah also says that on egozim with dvash, you still make a bar priyaitz. So now the question is why? In other words, why, if you say that anytime the shevach is ba machmas davar acher, it's the brach of the davar acher. So in this case, it would be shahakol alts the meat. So it should also be shahakol alts the honey. So it's not so clear. But what's interesting is the Shulchan Aruch, if you look at the Ramah, Simon Reish Hei Sif Aleph, he paskins like Rabbeinu Yonah. His lashon is that Tumi and Karti are shahakol. Why? De mechashvi nishtanu legreus afilu b'shalem. In basar, afilu bishlam in basar, v'nishtabchu, ein hashevach mitzad atzmon, elamach masa basar shebahen, right? Like the Lashon Rabbeinu Yonah, the shevach isn't mitzad atzmo, it's mitzad davar acher, it's mitzad the meat. So memeil at sheshahakol. So the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Hei, actually asked that kasha. We asked, so maishna me'a goes. In other words, in the end of the day, if you hold, that's what the critical question is the shevach me'atzmo, or is this shevach machmas davar acher? If that's the koveya, so there should be no difference between the honey roasted nut and the meat roasted garlic. That's the kasha of the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham answers, v'yei shlomar, the shani asam, the ha'egos ikar, v'advash balasakein ha'egos. Very similar to the Tosfos HaRosh's answer, but now I think we have a better gander. The chiddush is that what is coming to do what? Umali bishlo mayim olim vash, mashen kein, dehakan, dehabasar ikar, dehabasar ikar, vashumin mevashlin, mevatlin tam, mekablin tam. Ah, this is so gishmak. In other words, now we have a clear getter. It's not like we said before, the difference between meat and between the garlic and the nut is which is a more powerful taste. No, there's nothing to do with that. It's much more pashut. What the Magen Avraham is saying is like this. When you go ahead and you cook garlic and meat, so what are you intending to make, right? Is your goal to make meat-flavored garlic? No, it's actually to make garlic-flavored meat, right? When you make basar and you throw in some onions, some garlic, the goal is to have yummy meat. And what makes the meat yummy? Garlic. So you put in the garlic. Your goal, the ikar here, is the purpose of this dish is the meat, right? The basar is the ikar. The shumin, get tam basar, that's totally incidental. In other words, you know, right now I'm not eating meat, actually. I'm actually eating the shumin. But the fact that the shumin have, the purpose of this tavshil is to make meat, right? Now let's look at the nuts. Is the goal of the dish of nuts with the honey and the nuts to make nut-flavored honey or honey-flavored nuts, right? The answer is honey-flavored nuts, right? It's not nut flavored honey. The point is, you mix some honey into your nuts and you roast them because you want the nuts to taste like honey. So what's the ikar? The ikar of Ada is the nut. So therefore, it's ha'etz. Oh. So that's the geder of in Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the way the Magen Avraham explains it. And that would explain why, even according to Rabbeinu Yonah, lamaisa, you make a ha'etz on the nuts, they make a shahakol on the garlic. Good. Now, and this, by the way, this shayla could come up. It could come up with onions. The Mishnah Berurah says, for example, sometimes you put onions in with meat or with, I mean, so it could come up with garlic mamish or with onions. When you cook onions with chicken and meat, and sometimes you're just in the mood to eat onions plain. So then the onions would be a shakal. Now, if the Mishnah Berurah says, if you cook onions just for plain onions, like some people like eating sauteed onions plain, so then those onions would be adama. But if you're eating, if you have onion, you're doing onions with the meat or something like that, and you ate a plain onion, that onion would be a shahakal because of this reason. Now, we should note that all of this, all of our discussion until now is within the opinion of Tosos and the Rash that Paskin like with Chista. But the Rif, as Tosos himself notes, Paskins like Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, that we always make kadama on shlakos. In other words, they would say that on cooked garlic, you do make a hadama. Now, certainly if it's cooked together with meat, even if it's cooked together on its own, it's not so delicious, but it's not terrible. It's not like so bad that it's achilas lo kedarka. So therefore, according to the Rif says, look, there is that opinion that says shlakos are shehakol, but that was from the mistake of Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yafes. That opinion is totally rejected. And therefore he says most of the Amoraim all hold that shlakos are hadama always. Now, let's think about it for a moment. Remember, what did the Rush say, or Rabbeinu Yonah is understood by the Magen Avraham? They all said that the reason why you make a hadama on the a shahakal on the garlic cooked with the meat is because of what? Is because what's the ikker? The meat, right? So if the svar is ikker, then the Rif agrees that the svar is ikker, right? So why are the Rishonim saying, if you have this meat-infused garlic, you have a piece of garlic that was cooked with the meat, so according to the Rif, the bracha is hadama, but according to Taisvis, the bracha is shahakol. I don't understand. The logic of Tosis is what? Why is it shahakol on the meat, on the garlic? What did Tosis Arash say? What did Rav Nechon Avram say? The logic is because Basar Zikr, so then Rabbeinu Yonah, I mean, the Rif should agree to that. Rif agrees to the principle that you're Mevarech al Ikr, right? So L'chayr of the Pshat is like this. The only reason why the Rosh, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yonah, Magen Avraham all said that the basar is the ikr, not the garlic, is because this garlic on its own would be shahakal, right? So memela, the infusion of meat doesn't change that. But if the garlic on its own would be hadama, then we would still see the garlic as the ikar. In other words, it goes back to that mushel we gave of the potatoes with the tambasar. According to the Rif, the potatoes, just like everybody would agree that the potatoes with the tambasar are hadama. Why? Because potatoes on its own would be hadama. So too, if garlic on its own is hadama, then the tambasar doesn't change that to shahakal. But if garlic on its own would be shahakal, so then we say that the basar is the ikar, and therefore the bracha is shahakal. Okay, so that's l'chora the debate. So there's an interesting question, though. Maybe we won't go into it now. Why each of them learned the Gemara differently in terms of the taich of the Gemara? But leave that aside for a moment. So l'chora the Rif holds that the pshat is, in the end of the day, the Rif holds that Bishul remains a shahakal. What's the logic? The logic of the Rif is that Bishul isn't a shinoi. And therefore, even though it tastes a little worse through Bishul, right? Let's say the case of the garlic, plain cooked garlic. So plain cooked garlic tastes worse once cooked. That's the metzias that the Gemara is assuming. So even though it tastes worse, machmas the Bishul, but So maybe you'll say, oh, it should be a shtani legriusa and it should be a shahakol like Tosfos. No, the pshat is that bishul is not a shinoi. So when you eat a food, even if you're not eating it in the way it's best, right? Like, let's say it's a little over the hill, like this fruit, you know, if I would have eaten this fruit a couple of days ago, it would have been better, right? Now it's a little soft. It's like the avocado started turning a little brownish. So we're not going to say, oh, it's not Haitz anymore, because it's still Haitz. If it turned like dark brown and it's gross and tastes horrible, then maybe it would be a shahakol. But just because it's not in its grade A form, it's a little over the hill, doesn't mean it's still not Haitz. It's still an avocado, right? So if you, the Rif holds that bishul is not a shinoi. So even though bishul makes it a little worse, we don't say it's a shtani legreyusa and a shahakol. No, it's greyusa, but it's not a shtani, right? So therefore, it would be a shahakol. And that's his lashon. The lashon of the Rif is, deshlakos bimil saihu kaimi, shlakos, cooking isn't a shinoi. I'll take your question in a second, Yosef. Right, but the Rif would agree. They make a shahakol if something is gross al yaday cooking. I don't know. If you cook the lettuce, let's imagine, right? That's probably disgusting. It's gross. That's probably shahakol. That's not derech achila. And this, if you look, that's the way Rabbeinu Yonah puts it. In other words, the question is, when is there a debate? The debate is when it's la'achar sheshalkom enem chashuvim kolkach, right? They're a little less good. They're not grade A, they're grade B. The Rif says that since bimil sayu kai, bishul isn't a shinoi, so memela, they keep the racha, as opposed to the tosfos, l'chora. Now we're going to see, this isn't so pashut, but I'm going to say l'chora now. As opposed to Tosfos. Tosfos says, no, it's a shahakol. Why? Because it is a shinoi. So since it's a shtani legriusa, so memela, it's going to be a shahakol. Now, oh, Yosef, I'll take your question, and then I'll get to Aaron brought up the Rashba, which I want to bring up. I didn't see what Aaron wrote, but I saw he quoted the Rashba.
It could be I'm just saying Rebbe's words in a different way, but or maybe not, we'll see. I thought maybe to understand the Rif was that in general, it's like a shita by Kimchi Dechiti, right? By Kimchi Dechiti, it wasn't a din Ishtani the Gryusa. He even thought, even if it was Ishtani the Gryusa, even over there, you would still say Hadama. Why? Because the Lashon Ragili Inchi Lesfuye Kimcha, right? So he just thought, I mean, there's not a din of Ishtani Bifnei Atzma. Rather, it's all about, is this like the Derech Bnei Adam? Do they eat it? Masha Inkin, let's say by Rashi or the other shitas where, no, Mamash matters. Was it Ligrusa or not? So over here, maybe.
So that's not the way I was reading it.
Right. So okay.
Okay. I didn't actually think to Tzustel the two riffs. But the reason where I'm coming from is the Lashon of the Riff, right? Which is, as I said, it's saying that it's not considered a Shinoi, right? The Riff explains his position. His Lashon is, Deshlakos bimil sayu kaimim mevarchan alayu bari priyadama. It's not a change. It's not a lachic change. And that's really the idea in the Gemara as well, presumably. I mean, the Rif is just simply, that's the Lashon of the Gemara, right?
Right. Look at the Gemara, understand?
Three lines down in the middle lines. It says, Ani, right, C.S. Reb Yochan, Shalom, so, yeah, Reb Shalom, Shalom, Bimil Sayu Kaimi, right? That's the Lashon we use throughout. Are bimilsayu kaimi, as opposed to what? As opposed to ishtani, right? Ishtani al yedei or. So that's where I'm coming from.
Meaning, Rebbe's saying that ishtani is the exact opposite of bimilsayu kaimi.
Yeah. The question is: is it halacha? Do we see bishul as a halachic transformation? In other words, lamashal mahavamina of the Gemara. Or not the Havamina, this is the view of Rav Nachman, though the Gemara, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, who was it again? No, Rav Nachman, yeah. Rav Nachman, the way Rav Nachman put it, though, the Gemara does somewhat rejects this according to the Rif. But what did Rav Nachman say? It's actually a machlokas tanoim, right? Is bishul a considered halachically transformative process, right? So he thought that the machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi about matzah is the same machlokas as brachos, right? Now that's a shaila of, again, whether bishul is a halachically transformative process. And the Gemara says later on, maybe the same thing by Mara, right? And the Gemara is dochet. No, that maybe the reason why you're not yotzei from matzah is because b'inam tam matzah v'leka. In other words, it's not a halachically transformative process, but still there's a din, we'll talk about that soon, that you need tam matzah, right? In other words, and you know, well, if I don't know if we'll get to it today, maybe we will, but the same thing even when it comes to the shaila about Shabbos, right? About bishul acharfia. In other words, our question is bishul halachically transformative process? So the Rif holds that this is a machlokas in the Gemara, but the way we paskin is like the opinion, not like Rav Chista, but like Rav, like the correct understanding of Rav Yochanan, that bishul is not a halachically transformative process. It's not a shinui, right? So therefore, once it's not a shinui, even though it doesn't taste so good, assuming it's still in a realm of derech achila, so it should be hadama. That's what I think is the pshat riff.
Now, but Liyotzor were to have been a shinui, Liyotzor, we were to say this was a halachic change, that he would agree to Rashi and everyone else, that Yishtani,
well, then he might say, I mean, that's Rav Chista's view. In other words, Rav Chista, the Rif agrees that according to Rav Chista, you make a shahako on Tumi. He just thinks we don't paskin that way, right? Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Now, the other extreme of the Rif, Tosus we'll see is in between, maybe the Rashba also, but let's look at the other extreme of the Rif, and that's the sheet of the Ravid. The Ravid says, that, and this is cited by the Rashba, Bedas Rav Chista, you should make a shahakal on all cooked vegetables, even if they don't taste worse. It's only when something like silka, kara, where that's the only way to eat this fruit or vegetable, that it's hadama when cooked, right? His lashon is afilu lo pagim kevan deishtani mipri hadama mevarech ala shakol. In other words, the way the Ravid reads the Gemara, not like Tosfos, probably actually the way, you know, in a certain sense, the simplest reading of the Gemara. The Gemara said that according to Rav Chista, and the Ravid passes like Rav Chista. So according to Rav Chista, either you make a shahakol when cooked and hadama when raw, or hadama when cooked and shahakol when raw. So what's the example that you make a hadama when cooked? The example is something like a beet, something like a gourd, silka vekara, things like probably a potato, right? Things that nobody eats raw, right? So the mashmos is, but what about if it's a carrot? A carrot, carrots, we eat cooked and we eat raw. Or an apple. Apples we eat cooked, we eat raw. So says the Ravid, since we paskin like Rav Chista, so on a carrot, we would cooked carrots, shahakol. Cooked apples, shahakol. That's the view of the Ravid. And that also makes perfect sense. In other words, he's saying, look, since we paskin like Rav Chista, what does Rav Chista hold? Rav Chista holds that bishul is a shinui. So if it's a shinui, then the only time you're going to make a hadama or ha'etz is if that is the correct way of eating it. The way Rashi put it was that when you cook it, it sort of comes into itself, right? Shoko, I'm reading Rashi, behevil l'derech achilaso, hu ikur pirio, umivarech vayvi adama. So when shoko is ikur pirio, so then you make a borei pri hadama or a borei pri ha'etz. But otherwise, anytime it's cooked, you would make a shahakol. So now, That's the view of the Ravid. It could even be the Ravid and the Ravid and the Rif read the sugya the same way. It's just that the Ravid thinks we paskin like Rabbi Chista, and the Rif thinks we paskin like Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. But Lamaisa, that's the view of the Ravid. So within the view of the Ravid and the Rif, everything is very pashut. The Ravid thinks Bishul is a Shinoi, and therefore, even if it's the same, it's shahakal when cooked. It's only when this is the ikar hapri that it's hadama when cooked. The Rif is also simple that he says bishul isn't a shinoi. So mimeil, unless it's like inedible, it's going to be hadama when cooked. The shiloh that we have is within the mahalich of Tosfos and the like. This is actually the way we paskin. There it's a little less clear. In other words, Tosfos holds that we paskin like Rav Chista, but at the same time, Tosfos also says that if it's good cooked and raw, like a carrot, you make hadama cooked and raw. And within Tosfos, I have a suffix. Is the pshat in Tosfos that bishul is a shinoi? And still though you make, even though the carrot has been transformed halachically, it's still hadama when cooked because it's good. Even though it's been transformed, we couldn't really say it's ishtani liluya, could we? Because it was good before I cooked it. I can't say it's ishtani ligriusa because it's not worse cooked. It's also good cooked. So what's the pshat in Tosfos? Is the pshat in Tosfos that he agrees that bishul is a shinoi? He just thinks that it keeps the bracha unless it's worse. Or is the pshat in Tosfos that he thinks bishul isn't a shinoi? It's just that, and therefore cooked carrots are hadama. Bishul isn't a shinoi, like the Ravid says. It's just that he thinks that if it doesn't get worse, if it's just as good, despite the shinoi, it's still a hadama, right? So that's the chakira we have to have bedas Tosfos. And we'll see some interesting nafkaminas. In other words, let's say it a little more clearly. Is the pshat, option one, that we pshat, we paskin that bishul is not a shinoi, right? That's actually the mashmos of the lashon of the tour. Shlakos b'milsayu kaimi. Shlakos, bishul is not a shinoi. And therefore we make hadama on shlakos, even when they're equally good, like carrots. And the reason why we make a shahakol when they're better raw than cooked, like tumi, is because it's not the derech achilaso, but not because of the shinoi, because it's not a shinoi. Or is the pshat, no, that we paskin that bishul is a shinoi. And that's why if the garlic that's cooked is shahakol, right? Because it's a little better cooked, raw than cooked. But it's not because it's ein derech achilaso. It's just because it's a shinoi. But the reason why when you have vegetables that are equally good cooked and raw, like the carrots, the reason why those are hadama, they're hadama despite the shinoi. Either maybe because you view it as ishtani liluya, which is also a little bit the lashon of the tour, he calls it that. He says that the reason why garlic is shahakol cooked is because it's ishtani ligriusa. In other words, it's machmas the shinoi, not because it's ender chachilasa. So that's the chakira. Okay. I think you could also ask a similar chakira in the opposite direction. What do I mean by that? And this is very lamaisa. My chakira in the opposite direction is as a, when you have something that is slight, it's eaten raw and cooked, but mostly eaten cooked, or it's better cooked. It's not inedible raw. It's not like the salka of a kara. It's not like a potato, which is basically inedible raw. I'll give you an example. Zucchini, right? Or cauliflower. So most zucchini, the vast majority of zucchini, again, I hope my, I'm not sure that my metzias is correct. The metzias, we'd have to do a little more investigation on this, because I'm just guessing from what I've seen. But I'm going to guess for the moment. So zucchini is mostly eaten cooked, but But sometimes eaten raw, you see it at like vegetable dips. Right, Aaron, I'm talking about the opposite question. I had some raw zucchini for lunch, Yosef said. Good, exactly. But you would agree, Yosef, mostly it's eaten raw. It's cooked, posh right?
Posh it.
It's like a chiddush. I asked somebody yesterday, I was, and I said, raw zucchini? I never heard of that. And then I said, have you seen it on dips? Oh, yeah, maybe. So let's say I'm right. Most people.
He eats cinnamon sticks from the bark. I don't know.
I don't eat them. I suck on them.
Most people would. Oh, I'm so happy we gave Shira that then. So most people would make would say zucchini is better cooked. But again, it's sometimes eaten raw. It's not like unheard of. Good. So that's a little bit of our shaila. In other words, is the pshat that if you say that the only reason why that the only time vegetables rar shahakal when it's because it's lav derech achila like a potato, so then avada raw zucchini would be hadama, right? But if you say no, that the pshat is that it needs to be you make ha'etz or hadama when the fruit is in its full form, right? Its ideal form, it's complete, right? So then we wouldn't say that over here, right? And again, we saw there's mashmos in both directions. In the Chakir, we said before, according to the first Tzad, so the reason why I make a shahakol is because ein zeh derech achilaso. According to the second Tzad, the reason why I make a shahakol is because it's kilo lo nigmar hapri. So do we have any rayos to the shayla? And as I said, I think this will be no game for a lot of things, maybe raw cauliflower, raw zucchini. Do we have any rayos? So I think it's an achlokas between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah Bedas Tosfos, meaning Bedas Rabbani Atzarfas, as opposed to the Ref. So let's look at the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos' Lashon is, the Kara Vesilka, the Krov, Ukiyote Bo, Shetovim Yoser Mevushalin Mechayim, Keshen Chayin, Mevarchan Alayan Shehakol, Umevushalin Bari Pri Adama. So, beets, let's say, they are better cooked than raw. Tovim yoser, they're better cooked than raw. So therefore, you make a shahakol when raw. The chayin osan armunios, the chavushim, shein roi l'ochlan chayin kimo mevushalim, they're not as good raw as they are cooked. B'tchilom v'archan alein shahakol, u'mevushalim bar p'yayit. So Tosfos says, it depends which way they're better. If they're better cooked than raw, then when they're raw, they're shahakol. Now look at Rabbeinu Yonah. His lashon is, davar she'eno nachal kemo shuchai, u'mashbiach al yedei habishol, shenase roi l'achila, mivarchin alav. When is it that you make a ha'etz or hadama cooked? When it's not edible raw. And al yedei cooking, it's nase roi l'achila. Then raw shahakol and cooked hadama, right? And he said before, karav silka churav shemetchila ein echalin kmo shein chayin. So the lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like the only time you make a shahakol on something that's raw, on a vegetable that's raw, is when it's basically inedible. Enu necha kmo shu chay. According to Tosfos, it's actually even the lashon that we say for Mishalakum. Whereas according to Tosfos, when do you make a shahakol in raw? When it's tov yoser, mivushal mibachayin. Right? So one way to understand this machlokas, it's not clear, but one way to understand this machlokas is what we were clarifying about before. Is bishal a shinoi or not? If bishal is not a shinoi, so it's mistaber to say that you would make a hadama both ways just because one's a little better, right? You know, putting a little salt on a tomato doesn't change the bracha. But if you hold that bishul is a shinoi, so then mistama makes sense to say that it makes sense to say that the only time you'll make kadama both ways is when they're basically, you know, more or less equally good both ways. But if it's better cooked than raw, then raw should be a shahakal. So how do we paskin on the shaila? How do we paskin? So the Magen Avraham basically Simon Reish Hay paskins like Rabbeinu Yonah. I'll read it to you. Reish Hay Sifkatan Gimel paskins like Rabbeinu Yonah. And he writes that therefore, as long as it's okay raw, even though it's better cooked, you make a hadama when raw. And he, in fact, gives a raya from the Minhag HaOlam to make a hadama on petrezil for karpas at the Seder. You see, in Poland and in Ukraine, they had a big problem with karpas at the Seder, which is like, it's like 30 degrees outside. There is no fresh vegetables just yet. So I have to ask my mother, she's here, what petrezil is. It's a Yiddish word. My grandfather used to use it. I think it's like parsnip. But anyway, we could double check. So petrezil is this type of vegetable that's not very good. It's okay raw, but it's not particularly good. It's not like a potato that's an edible raw, but it certainly tastes much better when cooked. So the halacha is, what do we do at the Seder? Says the Magen Avraham, we make a hadama on the petrezil. We make hadama on the petrezil. So what does that show us? That shows us that as long as it's decent when raw, even though it's better cooked, you're going to make a hadama, right? I'll just read you the Lashon Magen Avraham. Zal tarivin reyona she'nechon chan mevarich k'shen chayin shehakol. V'chein mevuar reish beis, alok shen tovin chayin, afal pi shehen yoser tovin shem v'vushalim, if they're good raw, even though they're better when cooked, mikol makom mevarich bar pi adama, v'haminag b'lel Pesach on petrezil. Then he says maybe you can't bring a raya from the minag because maybe that's only they only taste better cooked because of the meat. In fact, the Chabad minhag, I think, is they make a karpas on onions. Again, I think probably because there's nothing else to eat in Ukraine. So, and they make hadama on it. So let's figure out, because maybe in those days they used to eat the raw onions. Well, actually, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is an interesting opinion here. So if we have time, we'll get to it. I don't think we'll have time. But let's see. So that's the view of the Magen Avraham, right? So according to Magen Avraham, what bracha would you make on a raw zucchini? For sure it would be hadama. Yeah, even though it's better cooked than raw, but it would still be hadama. It's decent raw, right? What bracha would you make on raw cauliflower? Hadama. The Mishnah Berurah, though, thinks that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound like the Magen Avraham. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, shetovim mivushalim yoser mechayim, shem chayim mivar shakol. If it tastes better while cooked than raw, then what do you do when raw shahakol? It's not like the Magen Avraham. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and this is the view of a number of achronim, like the Eli Rabba, the Derech Chaim, the Alter Rebbe, the Levush, the Teres Akenim, against the Magen Avraham. This is the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. It's Sifkat and Gimel. Milashon zeh, de'ah mashma de'af kesheheim tovin chayin gam kein, kevan sheheim yoser tovin kesheheim mevushalim mevar shahakol. So, l'ch'oira, what bracha would you make on zucchini? So again, I think most people will tell you, and maybe I'm wrong here, if you take a survey, most people will tell you zucchini is better cooked than raw. Cauliflower is better cooked than raw. So if so, so then it should be a shahakal. Now, if you take a look at the Shaar Tzion on this, Sifkat and Gimel, he quotes Machlokas Achronim, actually, Bedas the Magen Avraham. According to Magen Avraham, do you make hadama dafka k'sherov b'nei adam ochlin osa chayim, gam chayim, that's the Alter Rebbe, or does Magen Avraham hold that Now, the truth is, now that Chakira, the Mishnah Berurah says, isn't so nogeh l'maisa, because anyway, we don't pass him like the Magen Avraham. But the Mishnah Berurah does write that even though we don't pass him like the Magen Avraham, im derech rov b'nei adam l'achlam gankin k'shein chayin mifarech bar pi adama. What does that mean? If most people, if the derech of most people to also eat this raw, then you make adama, even though they're better cooked. So why should that be? Now, there's a Mishnah Berurah just said, if it's better cooked than raw shahakol. So now why is he saying, if most people eat it raw also, you make a hadama raw? So l'chayra, that tells you that really what we care about, and this actually brings us back to the point that Yosef brought up a while back, really what we care about is the derech b'nei adam. And if something is normally eaten raw, right, so if it's normally, why would it be so normal to eat it raw if it tastes better cooked? Presumably convenient, right? It's convenient that way, I guess. So once it's totally normal to eat this raw, it would be hadama, even though it tastes better cooked. But if it tastes better cooked and it's not so normal to eat it raw, so then the Mishnah Berurah says it's going to be shahako when raw. Now the chay adam is very interesting here. Where it's not that significant. Yeah, but still, why wouldn't you eat it in a better way? Because it's more convenient. Now, the chay adam sounds like actually you need two conditions to make a hadama. Number one is it's better, and number two is derech osal makom lachlan chay. Let me do the lashon. This is in klal nun aleph sif beis. So when do you make a shahakol? Ein mevarchin bori pri ha'etz o bori pri adama el al davar shetov lechol oso chai v'gam shederech b'nei adam shederech b'nei oso makom l'achlan kach chayin aval al davar shederech b'nei oso makom l'achlan chayin, if it's normal to eat it raw, av shein tovim lechol af shelo ha'ideh adchak Nira li de mevarch shakol. Sorry, if it's ein derech b'nei adam, so it's not normal to eat it raw, right? Ein derech b'nei adam, ba'osa makom lachlan chayin, av shein tovim lechol, though it's good, nira li de mevarch shakol. So if you have something, and this is very important, why is this so important? Because of the zucchini shaila. Because some people will tell you that I think zucchini raw is just as good. Right? But most people, the derech b'nei oso makom, most people still eat zucchini cooked. So therefore, I think that chay adam would probably hold that zucchini is a shahakol, at least around where we live. And I assume that's halacha l'maisa what one would do, even if it's machma safek. Even if it's machma safek. Okay, I know we're almost out of time. I just want to talk a little bit about tam matzah, which is not directly brachos related, but we'll see. It is a little bit. So as you recall, the Gemara basically says that there's a machlokas tanaim about what's the halacha on cooked matzah. So the Gemara initially says that this debate between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi is the same shaila as whether Bishul is transformative or not, same shaila as Brachos. And then we say, no, not true. Everybody would say, or could say, that Shlokos are Bari Pri Adama. And the reason why Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotze with cooked matzah is because you need Tam Matzah Veleka. Okay. So the Gemara sounds like there's this concept of Tam Matzah, or actually a machlokas. So what is the debate between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? Now, at the end of the day, if Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi aren't disagreeing about whether cooking is a halachically transformative process, so what is their nekudas hamachlokas? So the Ritva says that everybody actually thinks you need Tam Matzah. Don't say they're arguing about Tam Matzah. And don't say they're arguing about Bishul. Everybody agrees you need Tam Matzah, and everybody agrees Bishul isn't a change. Their debate is whether matzah mevushalas has tam matzah. And that's also the what the Rashba writes in our sugya. We do the lashon of the Rashba. Lohi, ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi elagabi matzah debayinan tam matzah v'leka. The time of the mayor, lav mishum de lo bayu tam matzah. Don't tell me the mayor doesn't eat tam matzah. Damo de mayor be rakos. She'enan yotze bahen lo kvushin v'lo mishlukin v'lo mevushalim. Fascinating. He says, well, because everybody agrees that maror, you can't be yotze if it's cooked. Now, that's very interesting. Right? How can you bring a raya from maror to matzah? Right? So Rabbeinu Rashba must think that Ratz and Mar are the same in this respect. And therefore, it can't be that the Pshat and Rameir is that he doesn't need Tam Matzah. The time we showed about Tamar Vlaka, Ule Krichas Mar Nami Chayshinan Dil Ma'asi Mar Mevata De Rabbanan Umevata Tam Matzah De Raisa. So here we have a Raya that you need Tam Matzah. What's the Raya that you need Tam Matzah? That the raya that you need tam matzah is because the Gemara Pesachim says that nowadays that mar is derabanan. If you were to do korach, if you eat matzah mar together, then the mar derabanan would be mevatel the tam matzah deraisa. So what do you see? You see that you need tam matzah. So what's the machlokas? Rabbi Yossi says that bishul is mevatel the tam matzah, and Rabbi Meir says it's not. Whereas by maror, everybody agrees that bishul is mevatel the tam maror. That's the Rashba and the Ritva. Now, Lahori brings a ironclad raya that you need tam matzah, because the Gemara says over there that if you have matzah mar together, it'll be mevata the tam matzah. It's not a raya brura, though, actually, because our Gersa doesn't have the word tam. You could say maybe that's what the Gemara means, but our Gersa says asi matzah marer derabban vatal matzah deraisa. It doesn't say anything about tam. But at least according to the Rashba's Girsa, you had a raya that you need tam matzah. Now the Maram Chalava on Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph does not like this pshat of the Ritva and the Rashba. He says, how could you say they're arguing about a Metzias stick of Machlokas, right? What? It's Machlokas and Metzias. Rameir says there is tam. Rabbi Yossi says there's no tam. That doesn't make any sense. Go have a guy taste it. A kfela taste it. It doesn't need to be a guy. It could be a Jew, right? Go taste it. See what it tastes like. Agav, cooked matzah is horrible, if you ever want to try it. This comes up when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, and sometimes in Eitzah. Anyway, so it can't be that they're arguing about whether there is tam or not. That's the Maram Chalava's question. So what is the machlokas? Al karchacha, they're arguing whether bishul's mafkia the shem lechem. Now, 1 second. Isn't that the Havamina of the Gemara in Brachos? In other words, oh, Gabe says I'm wrong. Okay. Gabe thinks cooked matzah is good. So you see, the Machlokas, the Ritva is right. You see, it is a Machlokas in Metzias. Okay. So back to here. So again, there's a... What is the machlokas between Rameir and Rabbi Yossi? Says the Maram Chalava on Pesachim Mem Aleph. The machlokas is whether bishul is mafkia the shem lachem. So I don't understand what he's saying because that's the havamin of our Gemara, right? But the Gemara says lo de kulei alma. So maybe the Maram Chalava thinks that it's a machlokas and so goes. It's from the Sugis HaMeschalfos. In other words, there's a machlokas between the Gemara Pesachim and the Gemara Brachos, how to understand the machlokas between Rameir and Rabbi Yossi. And Tosfos, more or less, over there, Pesachim has that view. Other Rishonim don't. Ora, this is also the sheet of the Ireim. We talked about this last year, right? If you remember, the Ireim Paskin, that there's Bishul Achar Tzli, and he brought a Raya from Pesachim. There's all that bing dinging going on. Anyway, there's a raya from Pesachim that there's bishul achar tzli. That's what the Ireim says. So, from the raya from Gemara Pesachim that you're not yotze with matzah mevusheles. So the Rav Yah says, what are you talking about? The Gemara Brachos explicitly concludes that the reason why for Rabbi Yossi you're not yotze with matzah mevushalas is because bainan tam matzah v'leka. It's not because bishul is a halachically transformative process to something that's already cooked. You have no raya from there that yesh bishul achar afiyah. So what is the Rain going to say back? So the easiest answer is that the Rain, like the Ma'am Chalava, that it's a sugya mischalfos, and for some reason, this is an interesting question, we would pass in like the sugya m'sachin over the sugya in brachos. Okay, so that's two perspectives we've seen so far. Another perspective, before we get to the other perspective, we asked Akasha on the Maram Chalava's Mahalich, what about on the Ritva and the Rashba, a different Kasha, which is, according to the Ritva and the Rashba, that everybody agrees you need Tamatza. So what about the Gemara Psachim Kuf Tesvav Amud Beis? The Gemara over there says, Bala Matza Yatza, Bala Mara Lo Yatza. What does that mean? If I go ahead and I swallow my matzah whole, I'm Yotze. If I swallow my Mara whole, I'm not Yotze. Why? What's the reason for that? So at least the way many Rishonim, like the Rashbam over there explains, that's because by Mara you need Tam Maror, but for matzah you don't need Tam Matzah. What does that mean? Maru, you need tamar. The Torah says it needs to taste bitter. Maru eschayayam. But matzah, there's no need for a tam matzah. So therefore, if you swallow the matzah whole, even though you don't taste it, you're yotze. Swallow the maru whole, because you don't taste it, you're not yotze. So that's a kasha on the Rashba and Ritva on our circuit. The Rashba and Ritva say that everybody holds you need tam matzah. So what's the pshat? So if you look at the Meiri in our circuit, he asked this question. The Meiri in Brachos says, the Gemara in Mefurish against our Gemara. The Gemara Sachem says bala matza yatza. So you see you don't need tamatza, and yet our Gemara says you do need tamatza. Says the Meiri, roi le tamatza hu the chol she roi le bila and bila ma'akavespa. Ah, you need roi le bila. What does that mean? Bila is talking about the mixing of the mincha, of the flour with the oil. So the halacha menachos is that you don't actually need to mix the flour with the oil. Bila is not ma'akev. If you didn't mix it, it's kosher, but it has to be roi l'bila. In other words, you can't have so much flour to oil ratio that even if you wanted to mix it, you couldn't mix it. So the same thing over here. You need roi l'tam matzah. You don't actually have to taste the tam matzah. So if you cook the matzah, it's not roi l'tam matzah. It doesn't taste like matzah. Even if you ate it slowly and you chewed it, it wouldn't taste like matzah. But when it comes to swallowing it whole, when it comes to bala matzah, so it's roila ta matzah, and it's roila matzah. If you were chew it, it would taste like matzah. I happen to eat it in a way that I don't taste it because I swallow it whole. So therefore, it's yotze. In other words, what you need is not ta matzah, but roila ta matzah. That's the way the Meiri in our sugya in Brachos learns to be miyashiv the shita, the Ritva, and the Rashba in our sugya. And the Meiri in Psachim, Kuf Tes Vav Beis, also says this answer originally. And so this would be very nice for the Ritva and the Rashba, right? Now the Ritva and Rashba say, when Ritva and Rashba say everybody agrees you need tam matzah, it doesn't mean you need actual tam matzah. It means you need roila tam matzah, but you don't have to actually taste it. Or to put it a little differently, the pshat is that what's the difference between mar and matzah? Maror, it's not just a din in the cheftza, it's a din in a maisa. So the maisa achila of mar has to, you have to taste the tam ariras. Mashen kain, with matzah, it's a din in a cheftza. So as long as it tastes like matzah, even though you don't happen to taste it, then that's good enough. So that's the answer, the Meiri over here. The Meiri in Psachim, though, gives another answer, which he thinks is correct, which is fascinating. V'yeshadochen af ikar hashmua, in other words, they reject this halacha that bala matzah lo yatza, sorry, bala matzah yatza, lo marsha'av bala matzah lo yatza, umipnei, in other words, we all say throughout this whole perek that you need tam matzah. In other words, according to this, according to the conclusion of the Meiri, there is no difference between matzah and maror. There is no difference between matzah and maror. There's the whole perek. Figure out where in the perek. Because half the Rishonim say, everybody agrees you don't need tam matzah. And now the other half of the Rishonim say, everybody says you do need tam matzah. Anyway, the whole parak teaches me you need tam matzah. And therefore, both of them, you need tam matzah. Now the kasha is, how could you say, v'yesh shadochen af ikar hashmua? They like, They're docha this whole halacha. How are you docha a gemara from halacha? Right? There's no machlokas. There's no one that says bala matzah yatza v'yesh omrim lo yatza. So I think the pshat is, maybe, that like the Ra'ah in our sugya, the Ra'ah in our sugya says that the machlokas between Rami and Rabbi Yossi is really whether you need time matzah. Maybe even, right, the simplest reading of our gemara. Right? Our gemara says that the reason why Rabbi Yossi says that you're not yotze with matzah b'shalas is because you need time matzah. So what does Rameir say? Tan machlokas mitzias. Rameir says you don't need time matzah. So what do you see? It's machlokas. Rameir and Rabbi Yossi, whether you need time matzah or not. So who holds that? Who holds that you don't need time matzah? Rameir. Usually we don't paskin like Rameir. So therefore, they're doicha the shmaita. In other words, they say that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Ah, and if we pass on the Rabbi Yossi, vada you need tamatza, in which case, bala matza lo yatza. So the Gemara in Daf Kuf Tesalon Beis that says bala matza yatza because lo bainan tamatza. That's, I'll leave it to Rameir. That's, I'll leave it to Hilchasa. And that's why the Miri could say, v'yesh dochen es ikar hashmua. And not only that, but you see, it's clearly a very fundamental principle. So what I said before, what's so interesting about the Miri is you have the exact opposite in Rabbeinu Yonah in our sugya, right? Remember, the Miri says everybody holds you need tamatza. So look at Rabbeinu Yonah in our sugya. He says, Mishum deba'inan tamatza v'leka v'tema huzeh halashon. Shalom atzinu deba'inan tamatza ala lachamoni. No, it doesn't say anywhere that you need tamatza. All you need is lachamoni. You don't need tamatza. The Rambam also sounds like you don't need tam matzah. You just need tam pas. He says, "V'yotzin beraka kasharoi v'ushaloni moach avol matzah shebishla eno yotze ba yidecho vaso bachila sharei ein ba tam hapas." He doesn't say you need tam matzah. You just need tam lechem, which is like l'chora, like Rabbeinu Yonah. There's a little difference, but the way Rabbeinu Yonah says that you need tam lechem only, Rambam says you need tam lechem. But these Rishonim say you don't need tam pas. Now, maybe just to finish up, there's more to say, but we're out of time. A little bit, just idea. So what's the idea that you need tam matzah, tamara? Why would this mitzvah require tam? So the pshat is, this is a mashma and a number of Rishonim, and I think I heard Rabbi Rosenzweig say this idea, which is that the mitzvahs, it's like the Ramban says, kol shelo amar shel shadram liyasi dechovaso. And that means, according to Ramban, chovas pesach matzah mara. In other words, the idea is that it's not enough to just eat the matzah. Matzah has to be a prop. It has to be part of the telling of the story. It has to taste like lachamoni. And that being the case, so if it doesn't taste like matzah, then you're not yotze. Now, that's why dafka, this mitzvah, needs it. Okay, there's much more to say, but we're out of time. So Be'ezrus Hashem, we'll pick up next time from Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Have a good Chodesh and a good day. Yes, Yosef.
I have some questions with Riff, but I have to run. I've got a few.